Chapter 30. When I'm feeling better, I look at the library letter hanging on the wall next to Daddy's poem and the picture of me and him together. I can't even keep the money I won. I have to give it to the school to pay for that mess. Char don't know, and she don't care. All she wants is for me to keep my mouth quiet about her. She's standing over me, getting louder and louder. Then the doorbell rings. Somebody rings three short, quick times like they're nervous. By the fourth ring, Mama yells for me to get it. She's got her hands full in the kitchen, she says. When I open the door, Miss Saunders is standing there. Malika, she says, stretching out her arm and showing me her watch. You've got some explaining to do. My eyes get big and my mouth opens wide. Before Miss Saunders says another word, Mama walks up, holds me close, and tells Miss Saunders to come in. Mama's talking a lot. She keeps going back and forth between the living room and the kitchen. Tea, sugar, homemade biscuits, honey. It seems like Mama will never sit down. When she finally does, Miss Saunders brings up me and my situation. Right away, Mama finds another reason to head to the kitchen. Miss Saunders talks anyway. Rumors are going around the school, she says. Everyone is saying you had help, that it was Charlize's idea to destroy my classroom. I let her keep talking. I pick at a scab on my hand. I'm here to get the truth from you firsthand, to say no matter what. We can work this out, Malika. My eyes shift from Miss Saunders to the floor. We need to talk about this, Malika. Ain't nothing to talk about, I finally say. I did it. That's that. Not alone you didn't. Everyone knows that. Who helped you? Listen, Miss Saunders, some kids dared me to do it. Said they'd pay me $25 if I did. I needed the money, that's all, I say, digging at the scab, drawing blood from the dry, hard shell. Malika, once you told me that you could be trusted to keep a secret. My secret. And you did. I know you did. Now I'm asking you to trust me. Miss Saunders turns my way and takes off her jacket. She rolls up the sleeves of her blouse. She reaches her hand out and takes my hand. Trust me with the truth, and I promise everything will be okay, she says softly. I snatch my hand away. I said what happened. Why does everybody keep bothering me? Just leave me alone, I say to her. Miss Saunders sighs and lets my hand drop. She puts her jacket back on and lets herself out.